Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stoyanovich opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 a piece. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A new poll here in the United States says America blew it in Afghanistan. Tim Berg reports.
A new Politico Morning Consult poll conducted amid the chaos in Afghanistan shows a plummet in the percentage of voters who support the U.S. withdrawal. The poll, conducted from August 13th through the 16th among a sample of 2,000 registered voters, indicated that just 25% of American voters think the withdrawal from Afghanistan is going well. Just 49% of voters continue to support the withdrawal, down from 69% in April. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Texas governor has COVID-19. Dan Naraki has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
So how does the world community deal with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan? Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
The Space Force officer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his command post for condemning Marxism and critical race theory, is leaving the force.
Service members are allowed to advocate for the revolutionary agenda, narrative, and cause, but to either disagree with talking points or ideas or to point out the partisanship is to have a finger wag back at you and to be accused of being politically partisan.
More on Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer can be heard on Epic Times. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we welcome Becky Murray to the show. We're going to be talking about her new book, Embrace the Journey, a beautifully written memoir that details the incredible journey of the founder and president of One by One, a multifaceted mission organization with a heart for the poor and broken across the third world. Becky, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, so lovely to be with you today.
Well, I got to tell you, our hearts are joined because I took God's mandate seriously, as you have, in serving the poor. The poor in so many ways. They are, I mean, it's really hard to understand because the stories that only you know if you've been around the poor, and you, because some people may very arrogantly think, well, why don't they just, you know, pick themselves up by their bootstraps and provide for themselves and their family? And when you make statements like that, it's clear that you do not understand and appreciate where the poor are and why they are where and the condition that they're in, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember one of my first trips out to Sierra Leone. It was one of my first African trips, really, and encountering a poverty level like I hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. And this one particular girl, she was only 9, living on the streets, and I noticed she didn't have any shoes. So took her to the marketplace and bought her a little pair of flip-flops that literally cost me 50 pence. So that would be, what, 70 cents in American. And I remember that evening we were doing this big gospel campaign. So we said, hey, why don't you come tonight, come to the gospel campaign. So I remember being stood outside and she came running towards me and she's smiling because for the first time in her life, she's wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And she approached me and she said, should I wait in the hotel? And I said, no, we're literally just about to go now. You can travel with us. She was a street girl. So, you know, look, got nothing else to do. Come with us. It's fine.
Right.
And she again said, yes, but shouldn't I wait in the hotel? And I think if she'd have asked my husband or one of the guys on the trip, I would have understood what she was asking. But here was a 9-year-old girl. I was in my very early 20s at the time. And I remember thinking, no, she couldn't possibly be asking what I think she is.
Mm.
So I asked her a third time. And sure enough, she thought that I had spent 50 pence on her so that I could have her body. And she was willing to give it.
Mm.
And being exposed to living on the streets, she'd got no home, she'd got no parents, she'd got no way of providing for herself, no one looking out for her or looking after her. And she'd been so abused by men and women that as a 9-year-old girl, she thought her worth was 50 pence.
Oh.
And poverty will do that. The poor will, that will happen where their whole body image, their whole self-esteem, everything's been taken from them. It's far more than just not being able to afford to go on holiday. You know,
about something that's systemic, Becky. That's the thing here in America. There's a lot of talk about systemic racism. Systemic poverty is a whole nother level. I mean, it's truly systemic. And help people understand. I mean, here in America, you know, we are, you know, I don't know, maybe because of where we live with such opulence. And, you know, when you think about even the poor people here in America would be regarded as multi-gazillionaires in some of these third world countries for what they have, right? And so it's hard for them to really put this into perspective. But how pervasive, I mean, in these third world countries, I mean, what are we talking about in terms of how many poor people, I mean, truly poor, systemic, you know, poor people are there who are like this 9-year-old that think that the only way that they can survive is to, you know, give up any asset they have. And if it happens to be their body, you know, that's okay.
Exactly that. Exactly that. People will make decisions purely out of survival. What is it going to take to survive today? So we were in a children's home in Kenya, and one of my little boys that we took in several years ago, back in 2013, when I first met him, his mother had died and his father worked away. So he was living in a mud hut, which is a common theme for many of our kids out in Kenya, living in mud huts in rural parts of Kenya. So literally the house is made of cow dung, the roof out of straw. But he was completely alone. And so I remember going into this dilapidated mud hut, and we asked, well, what have you been eating from day to day? And he told us he'd been living on grass and worms. And that's how he made it until tomorrow. And then tomorrow he would again do the exact same thing just to make it till the next day. So they're never even thinking about, okay, let me get an education so that I can work out of my poverty. That they're constantly thinking in survival mode of, okay, what did it take just to make it until tomorrow? And so it's part of the work we do is literally breaking down even that mindset of not just being so focused on today. We can help you survive, absolutely, but let's help you far greater than that. Let's help you into your future so that you and your children's children won't need another nonprofit to come alongside, because we've set you up.
Exactly. Yeah, let's help you with a new identity. It's like, you know, in biblical times, it was the beggar clothes. You know, take off the beggar clothes. Let me give you a new identity here. And what that did in terms of liberating people. And to me, see, this is what this is all about. And I will tell you, Becky, in my first experience being Hispanic, my grandparents lived across the southern border of San Diego, and they had at one time, they had hundreds of acres until the government came in and stole 1 acre at a time, sometimes many acres at a time, left my grandfather for dead on several occasions. He lost an eye in one of the conflicts, and the only thing that was left of their property after everything was said and done was the home that my grandparents lived and a kind of a maid's quarters, and that was about it. But getting to their property, as you crossed into Tijuana, you saw all these cardboard shacks. And I remember asking, and I was like, I think I might have been about like 4 or 5 at the time, the first time. And I asked my parents, I go, what is that? And they go, well, that's where people live. And I go, what? I mean, that was beyond my comprehension. Not that we were all that wealthy. You know, my dad was hardworking. We lived in a one-bedroom home in Oxnard, California, with 6 kids and an outside bathroom. So it wasn't like we were living high and mighty in a castle ourselves, but we weren't in a cardboard box either.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. I think sometimes doing missions, not just missions trips, sometimes get criticism. But I think as long as you're working with a long-term organization who's working there all the time, then the criticism is power. But the good thing about it is it takes you out of your normal life. Go and see how actually a lot of the world live, because it changes your perspective. It changes your viewpoint. And certainly for me, I remember a few years ago, I went out to Pakistan. It was my first time of going there. We run an initiative called the Dignity Project that helps girls at risk of human trafficking. And that was why I went there. It was supposed to be this one-off trip. Mm-hmm. But it was on that trip that for the first time in my life I met people trapped in bonded labor, born into slavery.
Oh, wow.
And so, again, it's a very different level of poverty in terms of what I'm very familiar with in my children's home in Kenya. Mm-hmm. But this was just a hopeless situation where people have nothing. Their identity papers were taken from them. They live on site in the factory where all day, every day.
Hey, Becky, we let's pick up that story on the other side. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Becky Murray, One by One founder and president. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
We'll be right back.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. Good to have you here. I am Bill Martinez. Becky Murray continues with us, the founder and president of One by One. She's an author and speaks regularly at churches and conferences across the world. She's also host of Embrace the Journey on TBN UK. One by One is a missions organization with a heart for the poor and broken across the third world. Formed in 2011, Becky Murray, One by One's first project was the construction and running of King's Children's Home in Bumala B, Kenya, which aims to rehouse and give hope to children that otherwise would be living in abject poverty. One by One also runs a widows program in North Sri Lanka that she referenced, working with women whose husbands were killed in the brutal civil war. In addition, the Dignity Project that provides teenage girls with reusable sanitary items and education was formed in 2016, is now expanded to several nations, including Kenya, Sierra Leone, Pakistan, South Africa, and Swaziland. The most recent project is King's Children Home, Pakistan, rescuing children from brick factory bonded labor that she referenced as well. Becky, I want you to continue your story about Pakistan because it takes us into a timely discussion of what's going on in Afghanistan, and you've got some stories here as well, so tell us about it.
That's right. So we went out there thinking it was just going to be a one-off trip to help these girls with the Dignity Project, but it was on that trip for the first time in my life I walked into a brick factory, and as I say, you know, slavery should have been abolished back in the days of William Wilberforce, and yet
yes,
here we are in 2021 still dealing with it. And I met whole families who'd been trapped in bonded labor. They'd taken a loan out many, many years ago, or their grandparents did, or their parents did. And now, generations later, they're still paying off a debt. They are owned by the brick masters.
Oh, wow.
And so we knew we had to do something. And so we started a safe house for kids, what we've managed to pull out of slavery. So we currently have over 50 kids living in our safe house, where they're now getting a full-time education so that in years to come they can gain employment and pay off the debt that their parents, their grandparents, or whoever generations ago took out. But then because of that, it's led us on. So my husband, last January, just before COVID hit, he was able to go out and we were visiting our work out there in Pakistan. And he went up right to the northern border, so right on the border of Afghanistan. And there he met two little girls living in a bathroom. And these were two little girls that had fled from Taliban. And they knew if they were captured and caught, they would immediately be made child brides. And so they, aged 11 and 9, were living in a bathroom. And they were just living off the food that the bakery close by were chucking out, the food that had gone out of date. And that's how they were surviving. And so we've actually started a second safe house right on the border. It was literally a couple of miles from where Bin Laden was found and captured. And even for my husband to get there, he was smuggled in the back of a car. He had wearing a disguise. I mean, it was just crazy even working in that part of the world. But meeting kids who feel like their only option is to live in a bathroom and eat, stay over in order to survive it out and away from the Taliban shows the sheer desperation that these tiny, tiny children are going through. And so we opened a second home there just last year where we now have six kids that many of whom have fled Taliban already, but they're right there on the border. And so even now it's a challenging time. Our workers, our staff there are quite fearful because they're right there on the border. Mm-hmm. And here we are watching the news headlines, seeing a nation literally being taken over by an extremist group who are incredibly violent.
Mm-hmm. And in the past year, as you're telling us the story, you've rescued children from the Taliban, and now with this, you know there's going to be a flood of many more to come, right? That's inevitable.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It is. It is. So, I mean, the grace of God, we'd already started extending our safe house this year. So our safe house is many miles away from the border. So our main home out there, the kids are very safe. They're fine. But we started extending that early this year because we do a Sunday school work in the brick factories. So although we managed to pull 50 kids out of slavery, there are still hundreds of children trapped in slavery today. And so we made a vow that until we can get all the kids out, we will go in. And so we actually do Sunday school every single week right there across 50 different brick factories. But as a result of that, we're hearing more and more horror stories. Like a couple of weeks ago, a three-year-old girl was raped and murdered, and her body just left on the brick factory floor.
A three-year-old girl?
A three-year-old girl. And the mentality was, she's just a girl, and she's just a slave. It's almost like they're dehumanized. And so after hearing that, we knew we had to take more kids, as many as we can. And so we're already extending our safe house. But watching the news now, we know that there's just going to be a floodgates of this, of kids trying to flee Taliban, kids whose parents have been killed by the Taliban. And it's just going to be endless, the amount of refugees that are going to come out of Afghanistan as a result of this.
Do you think that this will probably be worse than the killing fields of what we experienced in Vietnam?
Possibly so. I mean, it's hard to say, but quite possibly so. While ever an entire nation is being dictated and ruled by an extremist group, or who are incredibly bent on violence and just horrific atrocities, then, you know, I just don't understand how it's even got to this place, how it's even got to this state. But all we do know is, as a church, we've got to keep, we cannot turn a blind eye to this, because we live in the West. We can't think, well, it's somebody else's problem. Actually, this is something as humans, let alone as Christians,
exactly,
we all need to rise up and say, okay, what can I do to help?
Yeah. Amen. Well, how can we, Becky, how can we co-labor with you? I mean, you're there, you've got the resources. How can people here in America, people are hearing the story not by accident. And their hearts are being moved by seeing what, they're seeing on television, what's being, transmitted here, people holding on, with all their might to an airplane as it's leaving, their home country, and they're falling off to their, undeniable death. And then we're seeing, pictures of women being murdered and abused, and, all these stories that you're telling us are not something that it's a narrative. I mean, these are true stories that you're sharing, and the fact that, people would be so debased and dehumanized that raping a three-year-old is nothing and just leave her for dead. This is just disgusting. But this is what happens when humanity is without God and is left to its own devices. And I don't know how much the Father can witness before the Lord of Heaven's armies come down and just brings order to the chaos one way or another. I mean, either we're really knocking and right next door to the day, the final days and the final hours here, yeah, of the world as we know it. Certainly, I'm not predicting anything, but we know that God said, and whatever God says, we know to be the truth, and it will come, and it will, He's decided it to be so. And judgment will fall. You cannot have this kind of horror perpetrated on His creation and for Him not to do anything about it.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Well, people can definitely help and get involved with One by One. There's a lot of information on the website, so onebyone.net,
okay,
where they can either give a one-off amount to helping us extend the safe house to taking more kids. They could even sponsor a child if they wanted to, a child that we've managed to pull out of slavery or rescue from the Taliban. They can rescue a child and sponsor that child. And obviously prayer. You know, we need prayer for our staff and for our kids, for their safety right there on the border. But also right into this situation, you know, there's going to be thousands of refugees as a result of this. And praying for them as they're, homeless and running for their lives, quite literally. So every single person can pray into that.
Yeah, exactly. Becky, we got about a half minute left here. How do you keep from being overwhelmed by this?
By bringing it back to the one. Every single time I rescue a new child, I think of that little girl I bought the flip-flops for. And every time I can stop for the one in front of me today, you know, Jesus stopped for the woman at the well, and in doing so, her whole village was transformed. And that's our heart with One by One, that as we stop for the ones in front of us today, what's the need right today in front of your eyes? Help that situation. Help that life. And as we do so, we can see nations transformed.
Amen. And I think that gives us a way to manage this a little bit, or at least play a role that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Becky Murray, thank you.
Living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Veterans of the Afghanistan war react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stoyanovich opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. As vaccine requirements are popping up around the country, from restaurants in New York City to attending a football game in Las Vegas, Nevada, proof of vaccine is now required. U.S. Department of Justice officials say they've charged an Illinois-based pharmacist, Tang Tang Zhao, with selling dozens of authentic COVID-19 vaccine cards on eBay. The criminal complaint alleges he sold 125 authentic CDC vaccine cards for about $10 apiece. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, I can appreciate that the level of frustration is almost seeming insurmountable here in our country with all that we're dealing with. And then we see what's happening in Afghanistan, and it's like, you know, it's a hangnail by comparison. And, you know, in the midst of all this, the challenge is to draw out of what we're observing and realizing, okay, what would God have us do? What are we supposed to do? What should be our response, you know, in all of this? Because, you know, our faith tells us that love conquers all. And there's a lot of unlovable things going on in our world right now, as we can see. And again, I understand. I understand your frustration and imbalance. I mean, Rick Manning, you know, honestly just said, Bill, I tried to get my hands on what we were talking about, and it was very difficult. And I said, look, this is the process that we go through. And this is why freedom of speech is so important for us to be able to have these conversations, so that we can work through these challenges and come to a suitable conclusion and suitable remedy that is win-win for all concerned. That aside, I want to bring on our next guest. Ben Coase joins us. He's a New York Times bestselling author of political thrillers and espionage novels who draws upon his early career at the White House and his godfather's experience as a Navy SEAL to write realistic books with plots that could be ripped from tomorrow's headlines. And he's done it again with his new book, The Island. And Ben, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bill. Great to be here.
What a background for you, your career in the White House. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. My first job was at the White House. In fact, I was an intern there. I was a White House intern before I graduated from college during President Reagan's last year in office. And then I, you know, made contacts and friends and went back and was a speechwriter in the Bush administration, the first Bush administration. And I wrote speeches for the U.S. Secretary of Energy during the Gulf War. And it was a great way to start. I learned a lot. I had done a lot of writing in college. I went to Columbia and just, you know, being a speechwriter was great in the sense that instead of having, like, a lot of support and, you know, your professor saying, oh, I love this or I like the way you expressed yourself, I really, like all speechwriters, got my teeth kicked in on occasion in terms of, you know, how to write. And that is, I think, one of my biggest assets as a novelist. I think this is my 10th book, The Island, and I'm very good at listening to the input of my editor, my agent, and ultimately, hopefully, coming up with a good book. But I think that was probably the most important thing for me was the experience of really being taught in a very kind of Darwinian environment and succeeding.
Yeah, it only takes a couple of bouts of having your teeth kicked in. You start to learn, right?
Correct. And and you get sick of paying the dentist bills.
Yes, exactly.
That's another thing. But and I would also say just politically, I mean, all my books are political thrillers, international spy thrillers. My time in government really piqued that interest, really started that interest. And I think with all my books, I'm writing about current threats that exist and that face the United States. In this book is about Hezbollah, Iran, in other words, attacking America on American soil. But each of my books is based on threats that are very real out there. And what I try to do is look at the real threats that exist. I talk to people who are either actively or were or retired or moved on from military intelligence, political circles. And I try to write about actual threats. The plot, the characters, those are fiction. But I want the threats to be authentic, and I want what we do and how we react to feel authentic for my readers.
Ben, in your approach, I mean, obviously, serving in a Republican White House is in that, I would think that your worldview would be, conservative in bias. Is that fair?
Yeah, what I tell people basically is that I'm to the right of Attila the Hun.
Okay.
My family fought in the Revolutionary War. Definitely conservative, but you have to understand that, you know, for example, I think JFK would be a conservative today.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I agree.
What I really mean by that is I think there's way too much government. And, the Congress used to be a citizens' legislature. John Adams used to come back to Boston after coming up from Philadelphia, and he would farm and practice the law for 6 months, and he'd go back. I mean, and we've gotten so far away from that, and I think that's our biggest problem is just government just growing bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's not simply a Republican issue.
Yes, exactly. No, it's a functional issue. You're exactly right, because what's happened is the legislators have basically they've jobbed out their responsibility to these agencies now. I mean, when they grow these agencies, it's not even about the money that's assigned to them. As the we end up adding another arm to this growing behemoth, this bureaucracy, but they're empowered to act with, under their own auspices. They don't even have to come back to Congress and say, okay, this is the law we're creating, or, here's the regulations, however way you want to look at it, but it's good as law. And, and wait a minute, the people didn't even get a chance to vote on it. This was something that Congress enacted by, kind of a bizarre way, an end around of our Constitution.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think you're right. I think, and that's just one of many issues. I think the First Amendment is under attack, and I think that the Second Amendment's under attack, and the Second Amendment isn't about hunting and just carrying around a gun. It's a check that was put in place by our founding fathers, so that the government could never, so the people always had the power to fight back against the government, and and then the First Amendment, and you see what's happened with big tech and the censoring of people. I mean, it's there are a lot of scary things about it. There's there's what you mentioned. I mean, look at the FBI. I mean, I've written in my books about the FBI, and trust me, a lot of the FBI are great folks who are patriots and work hard for the security of our country, but it's got a fundamental seed of corruption in it. I think,
without a doubt,
maybe compared with Hoover, but how the agency is used as a political weapon, to me is one of the scariest things and biggest challenges that we face as a government.
Well, all the three-letter agencies have been, politicized and weaponized. IRS during the Obama years, what they did to Tea Party groups and conservative groups by not giving them, their dutiful right to tax exemption and things like that. I maintain, Ben, that act alone probably affected 6 to 8 voting cycles, because it really put a stick in the spokes of a groundswell movement of patriots coming together wanting to hold our government accountable. And you could call it the deep state, the elitist ruling class of the country took over and said, that ain't going to happen on my watch. And they did everything they could to undermine any kind of civic responsibility. And the people are starting to raise up and, wake up from this deep sleep and say enough of this. And they want to take their country back. And it's going to be interesting. Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to happen soon and very soon. And we're talking with Ben Cozen. I promise we are going to talk about his new book, The Island. And we'll do that in this next segment. We have about 12 minutes to do so.
Listen,
so stay with
up,
us.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with New York Times best-selling author, political thriller, espionage novel author, and he's got a new book called The Island. Ben Coes is with us, and I just thought we'd have a little bit more fun and talk a little bit about his experience off the air. We were talking about his experience with carrying the football. And the football is not the football that you think about. The football is, you know, that precious cargo, and I say precious and very dangerous cargo, where, you know, we could launch nuclear bombs. I say we, the president, can, and Ben got up close and personal. Tell us the story, Ben.
Yeah, sure. When I, when I was an intern, I was an intern in the office that, as I said, that traveled with the president and stuff like that. So you really kind of get to know people who are traveling with the president, Secret Service, stuff like that. And I became friends with the guy who was the White House military aide, and he was from the Navy. His name was J.J. Quinn, and he went on to become I think he's a rear admiral now. Mm-hmm. But he carried the football. It was, you know, imagine a big briefcase, mm-hmm. And kind of a lawyer briefcase where it just the top opens up, or like a doctor bag kind of thing, mm-hmm. with a chain around his wrist, and he carried it. So we were sitting somewhere, I can't remember where, and I was asking him all about it.
By the way, I thought it's interesting. They always have a chain, like as if the guy, I mean, it goes with him wherever he goes. It doesn't matter. And
right.
But I guess so that you don't accidentally, like, forget it and leave it in the bathroom or something, right?
Yeah. Hey. Anyone seen the football?
Oh, my God. When was the last time you had it? Oh, I think it was in the bathroom. Or I don't know. Honey, maybe at the airport.
Honey, did you put the football somewhere? I need to blow up a country.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
No, but the so anyway, this guy, JJ, was just great. He was so nice. And we used to hang out. And so he's like, you want to lift it off him? So I, you know, picked it up and held it. And then he popped the top off and opened it up, and on the top it just kind of opens up, and there were all these like dials and, you know, digits, you know, places to like keypad kind of thing. And I had no idea what
a cool selfie that would have been. You know, could you imagine if you could have got a selfie at that moment with your with your finger getting ready to hit one of the buttons? Oh my gosh.
Well, I think most people know this, but just in case people, you know, that don't know this, is, you know, it can't simply be set off. You know, the football is necessary to set it off, but in and of itself, it cannot set off the weapons. There's an entire protocol between the Department of Defense and, you know, the military and the political leadership. So it's not like someone can just say, hey, I think I'll wonder what happens if I press.
Yes, right.
Three.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even right now, you might be concerned that maybe somebody wouldn't remember what he did with the key.
Right. And like J.J. Quinn, his job was to carry it. If there was ever a situation where something were to happen, he has literally nothing to do with the actual use of it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Fascinating stuff.
Football, and then, you know, we played catch with it on the rose in the Rose Garden. Football, and Reagan tackled me. No, I'm kidding. That's all a joke.
Yes, exactly. We're being metaphorical, and we're having our way with.
Well, and I'll tell you this story. I tell sometimes is, you know, seeing people up close. And I think one of the things about my books that I get a lot of credit for and compliments on is, you know, the political stuff, the threats, the action, you know, that's all great. But like I'm able to put things in human terms, I think, very well, and make people really human and not and less superhuman. And I really learned that at the White House. And one of the first things I remembered was, you know, they're getting ready for, I think, the Moscow summit. And all the people were coming out of the White House, including the president, and his then national security advisor was Colin Powell. Chief of staff was Howard Baker, who was a wonderful man, former Senate Majority Leader. But Colin Powell walks out, and I took his bag to bring it over to like a van, and he was standing there, and he had a suit on, and he had a huge like stain on it, like he had spilled coffee. Mm-hmm. On the left part, you know, on his left leg. And I'm saying to myself, oh, my gosh, Colin Powell spills something, too. You know, I just always remember that moment because I was just, you know, up until then, I thought these guys were all like, you know.
They're godlike or something.
Yeah, godlike. Mm-hmm. He wasn't actually a very nice man. Howard Baker was just the nicest guy you've ever met. He knew everyone's name, even the interns. He was just a classy individual. I don't know if you remember him.
No, very much so. And I'm glad to hear you say that about him, because pretty much what you saw is what you got. That's the way his persona came across whenever you saw him in events or, you know, on TV and that sort of thing. He seemed to be very respectful. So that's good to have that confirmation.
Yeah, really, really, really nice guy.
Yeah, let's talk about The Island, after all. Sure. You know, Ben Coase is our guest, his new book, The Island. And it's a discussion. I mean, the book is really, talk about something right now. It addresses America's security vulnerabilities to attack by terrorists. And right now, in light of what happened in Afghanistan, we've kind of shaken a hornet's nest. And, you know, like they say, what stays in Afghanistan, or what happens in Afghanistan is not going to stay in Afghanistan. I think, you know, if you think somehow it's going to stay over there, good in luck.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we are, you know, the important thing about what just happened and what's happening is that we are less secure and less safe as a country today than we were just a week ago. And I still scratch my head at why we couldn't have just kept 3,000 troops there. We haven't had a casualty there in almost 2 years.
Exactly.
Our support of the Afghan government had helped to create essentially kind of a detente and stability to the country, and most importantly, had kept Afghanistan from becoming, you know, a terror platform. And I do think that everything just changed by the president's decision. I think it was a terrible decision. And look, I've always thought that Iraq and Afghanistan were mistakes and bad wars. We destroyed the country of Iraq, and so I'm not some kind of neocon war hawk. But we have 28,000 troops in South Korea. We've got 7,000 in Western Africa. We've got 9,000 in Germany. The war essentially had ended already.
Yes.
I think the symbolism of removing 3,000 was just a huge mistake. And, you have to also put some of the blame on the Trump administration for the deal they cut. I think that there should have been a more mature look at the situation and just a continuance of stability on, mainly for to keep America safe.
Exactly.
Beyond all the human rights and what they're going to do to women and stuff like that, the Taliban.
What they're doing to women now, I mean, it's disgusting. That's what they do. I mean, that's part of their recruitment. They tell these young guys, hey, don't worry, we've got a woman for you, and they become the trophies of war. And at these young girls' expense, I mean, you can't even imagine. We're just talking with the guest, and she says that there was a case of a three-year-old that they had raped and left for dead. They think nothing. They they're infidels. They're not even human. Is the way they look at them. I mean, they're reduced to, to toast. It's just the maltreatment is the worst of our humanity. And that's the thing, is that, given the circumstances, my goodness, people left to their own devices and their own humanity, we can be rather disgusting, creations, sadly. In the book, you choose Manhattan. Everybody's always picking on Manhattan, but this is the center of your plot to attack America, right?
That's right. And
you did it because de Blasio's there, I know, if the truth be
known. Well, it was partially him. Cuomo's there sometimes, too, so I wanted to take him out, and they get taken out in the first wave of the attack. No, I'm kidding about that. I want to put Manhattan in it. Most of my books, this is my 10th book, The Island, most of them have been more international in nature. In this one, the threat is Iran. I still believe Iran is by far the biggest threat to our national security. Hezbollah undergirds virtually every terror network out there, helps fund it, helps strategize it, but instead of fighting them overseas, they bring the attack to New York. They blow up, there are only four tunnels into Manhattan, and not including like utility tunnels and subway tunnels, four traffic tunnels. They blow up the tunnels, and the president at the time is at the UN and is trapped. And so the book is very much about what I think is a vulnerability, one of the big vulnerabilities, which is, the fact that Manhattan could be isolated, probably easiest of any, big city anywhere.
Exactly. Well, Ben, we got to leave it there. We thank you for coming on the show. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Ben Coase, New York Times bestselling author, has been our guest. Thank you, Ben. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it, buddy.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-2800. 1-800-239-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.